Brought to you by the new Bose A20 aviation headset with improved noise reduction and Bluetooth connectivity. And by XMWX Satellite Weather. Never fly blind again. See us in booth NBAA booth 1641. Bose is now introducing their most advanced pilot headset ever, the new Bose A20 aviation headset. It provides significantly greater noise reduction than currently available, along with improved comfort, clear audio, and Bluetooth connectivity.
Russ Niles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA. And we're out at the static display talking with Fred Reed. He's the president of Flexjet. Fred, you're in an interesting position to comment on the state of the industry, and it was a theme of your speech at the convention today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what you had to say to delegates?
Well, I think that the major themes are: where is private aviation going geographically? Where is it going from the standpoint of aircraft and fleet type developments? And above all, I think the major question is how much demand is going to be driven by an economic recovery, which is not yet in sight.
Business aviation always tends to lag behind an economic recovery, and we're not really seeing that kind of recovery. So how big a lag can we expect with this recession, and how long before things get back to what people might consider normal?
I wish I knew the answer to that. I would be a better stock trader. But I think that the way we look at it is, of course, 2010 this year is producing more than 55% growth of new sales versus last year, albeit on a very, very small base. The other side of that coin for us at Flexjet is that we've managed to retain a little more than 92% of our customer base from last year. So we have a lot of volume of flying hours from which generates revenue and profits. I would say the major issue is that the growth is there, but it's very, very slow. We have, in the meantime, right-sized the company with the right amount of crews and staff and aircraft to make it attractive from a financial perspective. And by that, I mean, you know, we're Flexjet's making profits for 11 months now. But what we aspire to, of course, is to see some recovery and the attendant recovery of private aviation with an economic recovery. And I don't see either in the way I would term a recovery. I don't see either yet. And I'd say, you know, my guess is 6 to 18 months away.
One of the themes of this show has been that bigger is better. Bigger is selling. Bigger is where the market is. You tend to deal in larger aircraft. Are you experiencing that as well?
Well, it depends on the product. We operate fractional service. Of course, that's the core of our business. And of course, it's generally known that the margins on larger aircraft are better, and the demand is pretty steady. We also have a very, very loyal cadre of several hundred clients and customers who swear by and like the smaller jets, like the Learjet 40 and 45 XR. Yes, I think from a margin perspective, we slightly favor the larger aircraft, but we want to continue to serve a wide part of the clientele. And the other very important thing with our business is that people can buy a share in a given aircraft and then on any given day take a larger or a smaller aircraft with the appropriate price adjustment.
One of your competitors made big news with all the cutbacks about a year ago. You haven't suffered any cutbacks. What's the state of the health of the fractional industry from your point of view?
I would say that, well, I can't speak for them all because it's very hard to get detailed financial information, as you know. I can tell you with authority that Flexjet is quite profitable. We are at least anecdotally known to have very healthy operating margins from flying, which is quite a different story from buying and selling aircraft. So I think in the case of the better people and the better companies in the category, they're probably making modest profits and are able to weather the storm. I'm not sure that's the case with everybody, but I don't have any specifics to offer on who's going to do what.
Will there be any after effects from the recession for fractionals, either pro or con? Will it make more sense to own a fraction after things get back to normal, or will people be going for their own?
I think that there's going to be a place for a fractional no matter what environment we're in, because it offers a number of benefits that you can't get with, certainly not with commercial, and even not with with whole aircraft private ownership. That is the use of multiple aircraft on the same day. That is to have, you know, 50, 60, 100 planes as backup, have several hundred pilots so you can recover from any situation. It's also the no headache aspect, the fact that you don't have to worry about pilots or insurance or certification or hangaring or maintenance events. It's really a one-stop shop. So I think, and that plus the ability to upgrade or downgrade to different aircraft size, all add up, coupled with a very attractive financial proposal versus whole aircraft ownership, that I am seeing today, and I think we'll always see, that there will be a large segment of the clientele who value those benefits even above whole aircraft ownership.
Pleasure speaking with you today. Fred Russniles reporting for AvWeb from NBAA in Atlanta, Georgia. Thanks for listening.
XMWX satellite weather is as vital as vision. Never fly blind again when you add XMWX satellite weather to your onboard electronics suite today. Come see the latest XMWX satellite weather has to offer at NBAA Booth 1641.